After 2 days of closed-door intelligence briefings on the killing of Osama bin Laden by U.S. special forces, Democratic and Republican senators urged Pakistan to provide answers, and soon. Arizona's John McCain is the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee.
We need to find out what the extent of knowledge of Osama bin Laden's presence there.
Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri put it more bluntly.
I think there's questions that have to be asked and answered.
And the answers Pakistan provides could shape U.S.-Pakistani relations, according to Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire.
Given where the compound was located, and it's 8 times the size of any other homes in that area, you know, one of two things we have to say: were the Pakistani officials incompetent, or were they obviously aware of the compound and not providing us that information? So this is a very important question, I think, for our relationship with Pakistan. I think we need to get the facts and really reset our relationship and have those tough conversations with Pakistan going forward.
Pakistan's prime minister has characterized bin Laden's seeming ability to hide in plain sight near Islamabad as a worldwide intelligence failure, not just Pakistan's. He said no single nation can fight terrorism alone, and he has described his country as part of the solution, not the problem. U.S. civilian and military aid to Pakistan has totaled nearly $20 billion during the last decade. Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland said she long questioned whether the money was well spent.
I've been concerned about Pakistan some time, apart from what did they know about bin Laden and his living next door to their equivalent of West Point. Their squandering of our foreign aid through cronyism and corruption, rather than empowering and lifting up their own people, is deeply troubling.
Senator Ayotte said she will take a wait-and-see approach on future U.S. aid to Pakistan.
I think that the facts have to come out before we can really look at anything about the aid issue.
While seeking answers from Pakistan on Osama bin Laden, Senator McCaskill stressed that larger, more consequential matters are at stake in the U.S.-Pakistan relationship.
We have to be really careful here. We have to go through Pakistan to supply our troops. We got to keep our eye on the ball here. They have nuclear capability. They are in a very dangerous part of the world. And we have thousands of men and women at risk in Afghanistan right now. So I just think that we need to be very calm and deliberative.
That sentiment was echoed by Senator McCain.
There have also been a number of areas where we have received significant cooperation from the Pakistanis as well. They are a nation with a nuclear arsenal, which complicates our relationship and our approach to Pakistan. So it's a very complicated situation. But first, I think it's important we find out whether the Pakistanis had knowledge of Osama bin Laden being located where he was.
Lawmakers in the House of Representatives are also speaking up on the bin Laden issue. The chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security, Republican Peter King, said it is very hard to believe that Pakistani authorities had no knowledge of bin Laden's whereabouts. King added that U.S.-Pakistan ties are important, but that the relationship changed as of Sunday, when Osama bin Laden's death was announced. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The Capitol.